This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good this evening, Coach.
Good. Coach, we come off. Regular season's done. We finished up 2-2 in the region. Going to earn us a number 3 seed, it's looking like. And talk a little bit about the Bradwell game. We won 21-13. It was we gutted out a victory. That's it.
Yeah, we did, and you know it was a good fought game, and there wasn't very many possessions in the game. You go back and you look at it, we had only 2 possessions in the first quarter. Really, 1 full possession in the first quarter, and that was it. And then the second one, it wasn't that much, but that's how the game was throughout. There wasn't very many possessions, so you knew it was going to be a low scoring game. You just had to make the most of the possessions you had.
Coach, those running backs, Reese Simmons had a couple of touchdowns. Looked good in the Pirate package down on the goal line. That's becoming a set that it's been pretty productive for us throughout the season. But talk a little bit about the development of those backs. They just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, well, you know, they're young kids. We've been talking about them all season. They are definitely staples of what we want to do. You know, we're definitely using those guys to the best of our ability to use them. They feed off each other. They've been doing a good job with that all week, but they are becoming complete backs. You know, beginning of the year, you had one that was pretty decent running, but wasn't catching the ball well, and the other one wasn't blocking well. And now, all 3 phases of the game, they run the ball well, they block well, and they catch the ball out of the backfield well. Both of them have proven that in these region games.
Coach, Bradwell had a couple of dudes. Their quarterback was a good player, and they had a receiver, big kid, like 220 pounds, that caused us some problems. So they're not a bad football team. They've gotten better as the season's gone on.
They have. Where they surprised us, where we saw live that we didn't see on film, was the line of scrimmage, especially their defensive line. Their defensive line all season long looked like they were getting blown off the line of scrimmage. We felt that we had an advantage there in the run game. And, you know, against us, they either played above their heads or we didn't play as well in the offensive line, one of the two. And they were controlling the line of scrimmage for a little bit in that game. And that was, you know, surprising. And, you know, after halftime, we made the adjustments we needed, and that was no longer an issue. But, you know, that's part of the reason why the game was so close, was because they played really well up front at the line of scrimmage. But their quarterback's a dynamic player. He was able to keep plays alive on third down to get first downs with his legs. And then he did find that big receiver on 2 passes that he could put. One was either third or fourth down that they got the ball, and he just got his foot in bounds, made a tremendous catch. And then on that same drive, he made another catch on either third or fourth down again. They got him to the 1-yard line. And so those were 2 tremendous plays that big receiver made. And then their running backs. I mean, that number 25 is a big dude, and he just pounded at you all game long. And you had to respect him. And in respecting him, it left that quarterback open where he could make some, you know, he could do some things with against you. And he makes you play disciplined, because they got us with that a few times. He would do the zone read, and he'd put the ball in the running back's hands, and then he would pull it, and you'd even know he pulled the ball, and he would have it running around the edge. So that kind of stuff made him a little dangerous, and they were able to, like I said earlier, extend plays on us and keep our offense on the sideline.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, in the first half of the Bradwell game, we seemed like we were a little off. You talked about Bradwell hitting some plays. I noticed we were arm tackling 22. He was a 200-pound back, and you can't arm tackle a 5'10", 200-pound running back. He might have been 5'7", by the way. He wasn't very tall, but he was thick. We made some good adjustments at halftime and took the football game over in the third quarter. What did you do at halftime?
Said a lot of things to him that you can't say on the air.
I got you.
Yeah, we got in the grill a little bit, fired him up, and basically we were getting outplayed. We felt that Bradwell was playing the game with a little bit more emotion, kind of like the way we played the game last week. We played that game last week with a lot of emotion, and we didn't have that same intensity level. So we're just talking about just getting the intensity level where it needed to be. What we were doing offensively and defensively, our game plan didn't change. We just started executing it the way we were supposed to execute it. And that's why we were able to take over the game right there in the third and fourth, early in the fourth and throughout the third quarter.
Coach, now the regular season's over, okay? We finished 5-5 in the regular season, improvement of a couple of games from the previous year, finished as a third seed in the region. Your overall thoughts of the regular season, how it played out this year?
Well, when you look at the schedule and you saw that we went 5-5, that part's aggravating, but because it looks like we're just a 500 ball club when you see it that way. But when you look at who we played and who we lost to, I mean, we beat every team we're supposed to beat. And then, the Richmond Hill game, I wish I could get that one back, but Richmond Hill ended up being our region champions. They beat us and Glenn Academy. And then our other loss in the region was to Glenn Academy, who's beat us now 6 years straight and beat us on the last second field goal. Then you have Bartram Trail, who might win the state championship in Florida in 7A, who we lost to. And we lost to a powerhouse in Camden, who only has, one or two losses on the season. And their losses are to Lowndes and to Colquitt. And then you have our loss to Coffee. So those are our losses. All those are respectable losses, when it comes to that. So it's not like we lost to scrub teams.
No, those three teams, Camden, Coffee, Bartram Trail, Coach, as of this today doing this interview, they are a combined 27-4 on the regular season, playing in some tough competitive regions. Best 6A region in the state, best 7A region in the state, and we're talking about a 7A classification in the state of Florida.
That's correct.
So we played some dogs.
Right, and look at who they lost to. I mean, Coffee lost to a team out of Florida, and then they lose to Valdosta. I mean, that's their two losses. And then Camden's losses to Lowndes and to Moultrie, Colquitt County. So, go figure. And Bartram Trail still undefeated.
10-0. I looked them up yesterday. They're 10-0 and scoring about 50 points a game against – teams in their region, and they only scored 24 against us. So the record, I think, is a little bit deceiving. But, we rebounded back in the playoffs, and now we've got the bye week, Coach, as we get ready for the playoffs. What do you do during a bye week on the last regular season game? I mean, everybody else is playing, and we're just sitting back trying to get healthy, I guess, bumps and bruises, and just trying to stay in shape for a playoff run.
What we're doing and what I'm saying might sound like two different things, but it's really not. You just got to take care of yourself. We're trying to get healthy, but at the same time, we're doing a lot of ones versus ones.
Okay.
It's just we're trying not to bring to the ground. We're having quick whistles, but we're doing ones versus ones, twos versus twos, and because we don't know who we're playing, so we're just working on our skill set. Basically, throughout the year, you have – base plays that you run. So we're trying to get better at those plays. We're trying to clean up the stuff that that we've been messing up on. And early in the year, when you're breaking down film and you're going, you spend a lot of times on fundamentals. And then as you go through the season, you spend less time on fundamentals and more time on scheming and game planning. And this allowed us to back up and go back over fundamentals. And I think that will help refresh us and tweak some things that we were having issues on, try to correct them, and gives us an extra week to work on that aspect of the game.
So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach Devin Lafayette played a whale of a football game last week. He had a blocked extra point, an interception in the end zone that saved a touchdown right before the half, and numerous plays in that secondary. He looks like that major college prospect that we all thought he would be.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous year, and he's done some really good things. And, you know, he's got several Division I FBS offers. Don't know where he's going to end up yet. He don't know what he wants to do yet. He's torn, but we'll see, you know, where he decides to go here shortly. I think he's going to make his mind up when the season's over. So we'll find that out, and very proud of the way he's played this season.
Coach, you brought up an interesting point before the break, and it gets back to having some time off before the playoffs start. Now, you've been in the playoffs a lot in all the places that you've been, you know, here the first year here at Brunswick as well. Talk a little bit about the physicality. I know a lot of coaches go in, like, helmets and shorts during the playoffs to avoid risking injuries or something right before the playoffs, but I don't think you fall in line with that.
No, we try to stay true to our routine. We're going to use helmets and shoulder pads. We're going to have our girdles on. And really, it's more for protection than anything, because when you go out there and you're in just helmets, your team better be extremely mature if you want good, effective practices, which, you know, I just don't feel we're to that point that we can do something like that. But I like to keep the helmets on. I like to keep the shoulder pads on because that's how you play the game. So we're going to be, you know, mostly full pads. Sometimes we go without the knee pads. Sometimes we do the knee pads on, like on 2 days a week we'll be full pads. But, you know, on the other 2 days we're just going to be in shells, and just one day we'll be in helmets only. But we do quick whistles. We try to protect our guys that way, but we want the intensity to still be there. We want us to fly around and get the contact. And I just believe if you take the pads off, the intensity level is not going to be there. It's going to slow down, and it could hurt you when it comes to your preparation for you know, the game, especially if you come in as a 3 or a 4 seed and you have to go against a 1 or a 2 seed. You know, you want to be flying around. You want your legs to be fresh. Now, I know practice, now we shorten practice time, but a lot of that also has to do with
time change.
Yes, you don't have as much daylight.
It's 6 o'clock.
And we don't have lights on our field.
Yeah. Coach, maybe catch a little off guard with this question, but thinking back over the season, I want you to pick one unsung hero on offense, one unsung hero on defense that has been a pleasant surprise to you. We'll start with the offense.
Yeah, this is one I probably got to think of, because I'll say, like, the first name that popped in my mind was Xavier Ramsey.
Okay.
Just because he's on the offensive line and he doesn't get as much playing time. But then you're talking about, like, hero, like, in what aspect? Because you got several different guys, and like, offensively, we're talking that hasn't got a lot of praise throughout the year. Like, we talk about Xavier being here and there, and we know what he is. But the thing about him was he was a consistent factor in every single game. There's only one game he really, really showed out with over 100 yards catching and 8 catches. But he made big plays in every game that either kept drives alive or scored. So, you know, on the receiver end, you got him. You know, Xavier Ramsey came to mind because of the offensive line. Be in the center because – I'm telling you, no matter who else was out, when he was not snapping the football, it changed our whole offense around. I mean, we had to change everything around when we didn't think we were going to have him for the Effingham game. And
we had to go up under center.
We did. but, you know, which turned out to be a blessing because we found out some things we could do under center that we're now going to do more of. But Xavier Ramsey would probably be the offensive guy, you know, and then you look at the off-the-field leadership that I think is very important from Anthony Mountain. I think that was huge. Defensively, I'm going with Zane. And almost like – He was someone who came in and was a backup linebacker when he first got here, and when our tight end decided to quit on us, we had to, and it wasn't there throughout the summer. He was hit and miss. We had to find somebody, and we moved Zane to tight end. He did a tremendous job, but then we had some injuries and stuff happen on the defensive line, and people that were there just weren't getting the job done like we needed. So we moved Zane to defensive line, and no matter what we did or how we did it, that sucker just came up and he gave 100% of himself and did a tremendous job. Scout team. Another one there would be there's several of them. We have a kid. Offensively, you know, you got this kid named AJ, who's a center down there that did a tremendous job on the scout team all year and never gets any not enough recognition. And then we had the little water bug, you know, in the backfield. Pat Leggett not getting the recognition that he deserves. And
but he's a name next year. You look out for.
You will. I mean, there's so many guys on the Mawiba, who's now starting to get a little bit of varsity time on the defense. He's an outside linebacker, but did tremendous in the JV games. And he's an awesome pass rusher, and he can take on a pulling guard. So I look forward to having Mawiba out there, you know, on the varsity next year. And he's someone that really helped us prepare a lot. And then we have a freshman named, we call him Ivan. You know, he's a secondary guy that is going to be pretty special that really helped us a whole bunch too. So unsung heroes, I think our team is full of them. I really do.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware. Located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guest humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Because we're sitting here watching film of Tucker, Stevenson, Morrow, any other team in Region 4 that's eligible for the playoffs. We're watching video right here in your office right now at the Brunswick High Fieldhouse. What are you going to be doing this Friday night, Coach?
Oh, well, I'm heading up to Stone Mountain and watching the Stevenson-Tucker game. You know, we have a chance of playing one of three teams, yep. And two of those teams are playing against each other. So I'm going to go watch that one, you know, and just kind of keep my ear posted to see what happens with the Morrow and Martin Luther King game. But, you know, if Stevenson – you know, beats Tucker, then I got to worry about that. But if Tucker beats Stevenson, we're playing Stevenson. If Stevenson beats Tucker, then we got to look at the Morrow game. If Morrow beats Martin Luther King, we're playing Morrow. If Martin Luther King wins, we're playing Tucker. So, you know, we just got to find out. So, yeah, I just try to scrounge up what film I could find, and I got a little bit on all of them, and just kind of trying to watch their athletic ability, watch the type of schemes that they do, and then I'm going to go try to see two of them in person.
Coach, we're watching these films. We're seeing athletes.
Yes.
But there's a lot of athletes, and that's Atlanta, South Atlanta area, but there's really not anything that I see that's intimidating at all that we've seen so far. We can play with either any of these guys that I've seen on film here in your office so far today.
You know, I believe we can, you know, but we're going to have to come ready to play. You know, you're not going to go strolling up into you know, Tucker or Stevenson and just expect to win. You're going to have to go there and play extremely well. And then, of course, Morrow has a phenomenal athlete.
Ooh, they do. He's going to Tennessee. Jimmy Callaway.
Yes.
Quarterback, four-star athlete.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. And so, you know, wherever we go, it's going to be the first round of the playoffs, and we're going to have to play our A game in order to be have an opportunity to advance.
Coach, I know you've looked at the playoff brackets. What do you see in our playoff bracket? You know, we got this first round matchup, but you know, 2 years ago when we were in the playoffs, we played Northside Warner Robins, and our bracket setup wasn't too kind for us. We needed Effingham to do their job against Richmond Hill a couple of years ago, and they didn't do it, and we'd have had the Glenn bracket.
Yeah,
we probably made a run, but
that'd been nice, yeah, to have that bracket. But yeah, that didn't happen. Now this year, Glenn's gonna have the fun bracket to, yeah, deal with, because of, you know, they get by round one. After that, they're facing Dracula, and after that, they're facing Lee. So they're gonna have the fun bracket this year. So ours is not quite as difficult, but still, you still got good teams, you know. We're going to face a good team in the first round, obviously. Second round, we're playing number one, C. Harrison. You know, more than likely, they'll advance.
That's where Justin Fields played his high school football.
Yeah, so more likely, they're going to advance, and, you know, they're a good program. And then if we have a chance and get by them, I think we're going to see one of those teams from Region 1. But if we do see a team from Region 1, it's going to be the 4 seed.
Wow. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the word reclassification is big right now in the state of Georgia. The numbers came out yesterday, and tell us what the numbers say.
Well,
as it relates to us.
As it relates to us, we are 1790 with 18 out of zones, puts us at 1808 and the smallest school in 6A.
Smallest school in class.
But
six.
It is what it is. I'm not. It doesn't matter to me. Wherever we end up playing is where we end up playing. And just looking at it, we were just trying to play around with the region brackets. And
yeah,
if they do things like they did last year, and we just kind of said, all right, who's moving up, who's moving down, and where were they are in the respective classifications. And, you know, it looks like we're probably going to have about a real similar schedule than we had last year. You know, we'd still have an Effingham, Glenn, Bradwell. But instead of Richmond Hill, it looks like we're going to pick up South Effingham. And that's only if they leave it like it was this past year. But, you know, I hear rumors of maybe us having to play with some of the Augusta schools. We'll see how things play out. But, you know, we did a little mock region For all of 6A, and you know, that's just what we came up with for our region.
I mean, to have eight regions like you do, to have the 32-team playoff bracket, you almost have to do it like this list we're looking at right here in your office. It's got,
yeah, especially if it's the South, when it when it has to do with the South teams.
That's right. You got region 1 through 4, and then you got some big regions 6 and 7 in Atlanta, looking like 9 or 10 teams and those region, but that's the population center of the state. So you're looking at a 5-team region 1 with Valdosta, Houston County, Lee County, Northside, Warner Robins, and then Northside Columbus moving up into 6A. Then you got Effingham, South Effingham, Brunswick, Glenn, and Bradwell region 2. And then region 3, Augusta region, Evans, Lakeside, Evans, Alcove, Heritage, Conyers, Grovetown, and Rockdale County. Now, the only thing that you know, I could see there would them move the Heritage, Conyers, and Rockdale County into Region 4 right here in the Tucker region because of proximity, and, you know, maybe moving the 3 or 4 teams either in Region 1 or Region 2.
And then they got to figure out between 6 and 7 how they're going to split that up, right? So
yeah.
Maybe they can travel a little bit, and maybe they'll do that and make them travel a little bit up in Atlanta also.
Yeah, I mean, they can. I mean, you got two monster regions with teams 6 and 7. They may carve up something out of there. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what they'll do. But Brunswick High is going to remain in Class 6. And, you know, we're going to play our traditional rival Glenn. You know, Effingham, Bradwell's, and South Effingham is looking like. So these are teams that we're pretty familiar with.
Yeah, we've been playing all those teams except, well, we played South Effingham my first year here. You know, they were on our non-region schedule, so they'll just be added to the region. No, you know, no biggie there. We were familiar with them. Now, they have a new coach, but we're familiar with the Effingham kids. South Effingham kids aren't going to be much different.
Yep. Richmond Hill, though, coach, they're going to get moved up to 7A, which is probably going to be okay for them outside of football.
They're going to compete in all the other sports.
Yeah,
football. You know, they're going to have talent. Richmond Hill has talent, but to get to be able to compete, what they're going to have to compete against. Hopefully, their administration would step up and start paying these coaches the way, you know, 7A coaches in that region get paid. If they do that, they'll be able to attract what they need to be successful, because if you look at the Richmond Hill area, it's a booming area. It's growing. They're getting students in every day, but you're just going to have to put the same emphasis. If you look what they do with their cross-country program, and I'm only familiar with it because my son ran cross-country, it is the mecca for what they do, and they train like all the time. Well, they need to put that same type of emphasis in the football. Mm-hmm. If they do that, they will be able to compete in a couple years. Not maybe not right away, but in a couple years, they'll be able to compete with the teams that been, you know, with Richmond. Well, they competed with Camden this year. They gave Camden a run for the money and almost beat them. So, and then Camden, they can also beat Tifton. I mean, with, you know, looking at the way Richmond Hill played some this year, they could play right in that mix. Now, Colquitt and Lowndes, that's a different story.
Well, we know they're going to be the best team in the region in soccer, Richmond Hill moving up. We know they're going to compete in baseball. They're going to compete in basketball, cross country, and all the spring sports. They're going to do well. So, if they make an investment in that football program, they could turn into another big-time 7A school in the state.
They really could.
Coach, playoffs are starting on the 15th of November. Before we sign off here, 6A, give me two teams to beat in 6A.
Valdosta and Lee. I'm going to stay in the South. I know Dracula is also another huge team. But, you know, if I want to, I'll show a little favoritism to the South. But I do think Valdosta is still a powerhouse. I think Lee's a powerhouse also. Lee, two-time state champion. They're still number one in my book until someone knocks them off.
They just played a 53-50 football game.
I know.
It's a couple of weeks ago.
Now, Dracula, if you look at numbers, have been beating people like you would say they're the number one team if you just look at the stats. But I just know Dracula hasn't played teams like Lee and Valdosta have.
Coffee and Lee played this week to close out the regular season. That should be a pretty good game as well. And then Northside struggling this year. Don't know what's going on at Northside and Houston County. Trying to get in the playoffs for the first time.
Northside and Houston play each other, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And so, I think that's for the fourth seed in that region.
It is.
Wow. And you're sitting here thinking about Northside, Warner Robins not making a football, the playoffs in Region 1 is tells you how strong that region is.
When's the last time they didn't advance past the first round?
It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while. Coach, any last comments before we sign off?
Hey, I know it's going to be a long haul next Friday, but if you can make that journey to come support us in Atlanta, man, we'd appreciate it. Just come watch our boys play, and we're going to give 100% effort. I think you can be pleased with what you see.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!